Title: Tape Hiss Placement in the Mix for Jungle Rollers Beginner. Alright, let's talk about one of the most slept-on weapons in Jungle Rollers, Tape Hiss. And I know, hiss sounds like the opposite of what you want in a clean mix, but in jungle and drum and bass, a tiny layer of controlled noise can make the whole track feel glued together, wider, faster, and more alive. The trick is simple. It's not about adding noise. It's about placing air in the right spot and making it move with the groove so it supports the break, instead of smearing it. In this lesson, you'll learn three practical ways to place Tape Hiss in Ableton Live, a dedicated hiss track for maximum control. A drum bus placement for that everything is in the same room glue. And the money move, side-chained hiss that breathes around your kick and snare, so the roller keeps punching. Let's set this up in a beginner-friendly way, but with real jungle results. First, quick session layout. In Ableton, you want a break track, like an amen or chopped loop. Then a kick one shot, a snare one shot, your bass, and a new audio track called hiss. If you like being organized, group the break, kick, and snare into a drums group or route them to a drum bus. That'll matter later when we try different placements. Now we need a hiss source. Two solid options. Option A, and honestly the easiest, use a real take hiss or vinyl noise sample. Drag it onto your hiss audio track, turn warp on if needed, and loop it through the section. This usually sounds the most natural right away, because it already has that random, organic motion. Option B. If you don't have samples, build hiss from stock devices. Make a MIDI track called Noise Hiss. Drop Waveedable on it, set oscillator 1 to a noise table, turn oscillator 2 off, and then draw long MIDI notes so it just holds. Now you've got consistent hiss you can control perfectly. Cool! But raw hiss is almost never mix ready. The biggest beginner mistake is leaving it too full range, so it turns into fog. We want air, not steam. So let's shape it. On the hiss track, start with EQ8. Put a high pass filter up high. Yes, high. Start around 8 kHz, and don't be afraid to go anywhere from 6 to 10k depending on the sample. Use a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. The goal is to keep this out of your snare body, break crunch, and basically everything that gives jungle its impact. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 10 to 12k. If it's too fizzy up top, optionally low pass at like 16 to 18k. That part depends on the hiss sample and your overall brightness. Next, add subtle movement. Drop an auto filter after EQ8, set it to high pass mode, and park it around 7 to 9k. Add a little resonance, something like 0.3 to 0.6, and then just a tiny LFO amount. Think 3 to 8%. Sync to the beat at 1/8 or 1/4. You're not trying to create an audible wobble. You just want the hiss to feel alive, like the track is breathing. Then add a saturator for that tape-ish edge. Keep it gentle, 1 to 4 dB of drive, soft clip-on, and match the output so it's not louder just because you saturated it. After that, add utility, push width to about 140% as a starting point. And if your hiss has any low junk, use bass mono and set it around 120 Hz just to keep the bottom safe. Even though we high-passed super high, some samples have weird rumble or artifacts. Utility is a nice final safety net. Now, before we get excited and crank it, set the level properly. Here's the teacher shortcut that saves you years. The mute test. Bring the hiss fader way down, like minus 30 dB, and slowly raise it. Stop at the point where, when you mute it, you miss it. Not where you hear oh, there's hiss. You want the track feels smaller without it. That's the sweet spot. And do the headphone test too. Headphones exaggerate top-end noise. If your hiss feels like a hot shower in your ears on headphones, it's probably too bright or too loud on speakers. Back it off, or high pass higher. Quick extra coach move. Drop spectrum after your hiss EQ, just for checking. If you see a bunch of energy below 6 or 7k, that's not really air hiss anymore. That's mid-range noise that can fight your snare and the break's character. High pass higher, or notch the problem band. Alright, now we choose placement. This is the whole lesson. Placement strategy 1. Dedicated hiss track. This is the best for control. The hiss is a layer sitting above your drums and bass, and you can automate it easily. This is usually where beginners should start, because nothing else in the mix gets accidentally affected. Your drums stay punchy, your bass stays clean, and your hiss is just vibe. Placement strategy 2. Hiss on the drum bus. This can sound amazing, because it feels like the hiss belongs to the break, like it's printed into the same tape as the drums. To do it, keep your hiss track, but route it into the drums group, or resample it into the group. But here's the warning. If you're compressing your drum bus, the hiss can constantly trigger compression. That can shave off punch and make your groove feel weirdly flat. So if you go this route, be extra careful with bus compression settings or keep the hiss separate. Placement strategy 3. Sidechained hiss. This is the roller move. On your hiss track, add Ableton's compressor. Turn on sidechain and set the input to your kick track. Starting settings. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you get about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Add a bit of knee, like 3 to 6 dB, so it's smooth. What you're listening for is this. Every time the kick hits, the hiss ducks just a bit, so the transient pops through. Then the hiss comes back in time with the groove, creating that rolling whoosh movement without sounding like obvious pumping. If your snare needs more space too, you can sidechain from snare instead, or make a simple ghost sidechain track with kick and snare hits. Some people even use two compressors on the hiss, one keyed to kick, one keyed to snare, so you can tune each duck separately. That's optional, but it's super effective. Now let's make it musical. Hiss should be arranged, not static. In the intro, let it fade in over 8 to 16 bars. Automate the volume from silence up to around minus 24 dB, depending on your mix. You can also automate the auto filter high pass from like 10k down to 7.5k, so the intro slowly gets more present. It's a slick way to build tension without adding more drums. At the drop, do the opposite. Pull the hiss down 1 to 3 dB, or increase the sidechain depth by lowering the compressor threshold. This makes the drums feel harder just by getting the noise out of the way. In a mid-drop variation, open it up for intensity. Add a tiny reverb send, super short, or increase width by 10%. Keep sends tiny though. If you send hiss into a long reverb, you can accidentally create a constant wash that blurs the groove. If you do use reverb or delay, EQ the return and high pass it aggressively so you don't add fog. In the breakdown, hiss can become the bed. Bring it up slightly, keep it high passed, maybe add a whisper of echo with very low wet, just to create atmosphere. And here's a super effective impact trick. Silence is a weapon. Kill the hiss for the last 1/8 or 1/4 note right before the drop. Hard mute or super fast fade. When it comes back after the first transient, the drop feels bigger without you changing any drum samples. Now, optional but useful. Tape vibe bus processing without ruining punch. On the drums group, try drum bus with gentle drive, like 2 to 6%, crunch near 0 to 5, boom very careful, and if you lost snap, push transients up a bit. Then add glue compressor with a slower attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto or 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Notice what we're doing, we're making the drums cohesive, but we're keeping the hiss track separate so the air can still be controlled independently. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the pain. Mistake 1. Hiss too loud. If you can clearly hear hiss during the drop, it's probably too much. Jungle hiss should be felt more than heard. Mistake 2. Not high passing enough. Low or mid noise eats headroom and muddies bass. You can high pass aggressively, even up to 10k. Mistake 3. Hiss masking snare crack or hats. If your snare loses presence, dip the hiss around 8 to 12k, or sidechain it to the snare. Mistake 4. Bus compression pumping because of hiss. If hiss is inside a compressed bus, it can keep the compressor working all the time. Either keep hiss separate or tune the bus carefully. Mistake 5. Leaving it static. Constant and changing hiss is fatiguing. Automate small moves. Even half a dB or a 500 to 1500 Hz shift on that high pass can create forward motion. Now a quick pro mindset shift that helps a lot. Don't treat hiss as one sound. Think two layers. An air layer. Very high, wide, gentle. A grit layer. Band limited, slightly distorted, more mono. When you keep them separate, you stop trying to force one hiss track to do two jobs. The air gives you width and shine. The grit gives you texture and urgency. Both should be quiet, extremely quiet. And please, gain staging matters more than you think with constant noise. Hiss is always on, so it can quietly eat headroom. Put a utility at the end of the chain and trim the level so it peaks very low. Like minus 30 to minus 20 dBFS peaks depending on how bright it is. You want it living in the margins. Mini practice exercise. Give yourself 10 to 15 minutes. Load a classic break and a simple kick and snare pattern. Add a hiss sample on a dedicated hiss track. Do EQ 8 with a high pass at 8k. Add saturator at 2 dB drive. Add utility width at 140%. Then add a sidechain compressor key to the kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release 100 milliseconds, aim for about 3 dB reduction. Automate the intro, fade in over 8 bars. Then at the drop, reduce hiss by 2 dB. Finally, do the mute toggle test. Turn it off and on. If the track feels smaller without it, you nailed it. If you can clearly hear noise as an element, pull it back and high pass higher. Recap. Fast, tape hiss works in jungle rollers when it's high passed, controlled, and arranged. The cleanest workflow is a dedicated hiss track with EQ, subtle movement, saturation, and width. For that proper roller groove, sidechain the hiss to kick and maybe snare, so it breathes around transients, and automate it across sections so it supports intros and breakdowns, and stays out of the way in the drop. If you tell me your BPM and whether your break is bright and modern or dusty and old school, I can give you a starting point for sidechain release timing and a simple air versus grit EQ split that'll sit right away.